Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno. Big tech censorship edit again censoring post of NYC's illegal immigrant housing. By Hannah Blow on September 5, 2023. Big tech censorship is edit again, Republican Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno said on Tuesday after Facebook and Instagram prohibited his team from promoting his video taken in front of the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, where taxpayers are housing migrants and illegal aliens. The big tech censors are at it again. Our video has over 1.5 meters views on X, but at Facebook and at Instagram have prohibited us from promoting it, despite it being 100% accurate, Moreno said on X, formerly known as Twitter. They don't want people to learn the truth about the flood of illegal migrants coming into our country, he exclaimed. Moreno shared a screenshot, which shows his post being rejected. It states, "This ad doesn't comply with our advertising policies." Related video, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. In the post, Moreno noted that American taxpayers are currently paying for every one of those rooms to be filled by illegal immigrants, at a cost of $6,000 per family of illegals per month, explaining that the Biden administration is forcing American citizens to pay for the housing of illegal immigrants, while simultaneously subsidizing the government of Pakistan. In the video alongside the post, Moreno stands in front of the iconic hotel, stating, "Today this hotel is fully occupied. All 1,025 rooms with illegal migrant families being housed here at the cost of $6,000 per month per family. That's $75 million in taxpayer money used here at this one hotel in Midtown Manhattan," he said. For greater perspective, Moreno added that the same government that housed Osama bin Laden is now getting $75 million a year from American taxpayers to house families that are here illegally in America. As Breitbart News noted, Pakistan International Airlines, PIA, leased the Roosevelt Hotel in New York, and the lease is expected to last for 3 years. It remains unclear how, exactly, Moreno's post fails to comply with Instagram's advertising policies.